WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on Capitol Hill meeting with Republican senators. He's President-elect Trump's pick to run Health and Human Services. CBS's Nicole Killian.
He is under scrutiny for his position on vaccines, suggesting disproven theories that they cause autism. His personal attorney has also petitioned in the past for the polio vaccine to be revoked.
In a statement, ousted Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad says he didn't plan to leave his country, and those running it now are terrorists. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg and Moscow.
These are the first comments purportedly from Mr. Assad since those dramatic events that forced him to flee Syria.
CBS's Anna Schechter on the push to get the man charged in the CEO murder from Pennsylvania to New York.
If there is a waiving of the extradition, this could move very quickly, and you could see him back in New York the following day. I would say as soon as Wednesday. That is a possibility.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received over $10 million in federal grant money to improve the recruitment and retention of special education teachers. According to a press release, the funding will be spread out over 5 years to address persistent special education staffing shortages. The DPI found nearly half of special education teachers in Wisconsin have either left the state or the profession entirely after 6 years. The funding will be used for specialized training and the creation of residency programs. Wisconsin will receive some federal funding to help protect the state's only endangered mammal. The U.S. Department of the Interior has awarded a grant of over $800,000 to the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission to support recovery efforts for American martens. Wildlife officials say the animals require specific environmental conditions to survive in the wild, and any changes to that environment could cause significant issues. They also say the animals play a crucial role in rodent management and seed dispersal. The Rice Lake City Council has placed a time frame on a project to turn a former nursing home in the downtown area into affordable housing. The council has approved an amendment to the development agreement requiring Movin' Out, the Madison company overseeing the project, to present quarterly progress reports and assume ownership and demolition of the site after 5 years from the start date of construction. Movin' Out officials say the delays are related to legal hurdles and due diligence in pursuing tax credits for low-income housing. State Senator Jesse James of Altoona says he's filed a police report against his daughter for improperly removing $32,000 from his campaign account. According to a statement on Friday, Senator James's daughter was serving as his campaign treasurer and had improperly withdrawn the funding over the course of 2024. He says all the improperly withdrawn funds have been returned, and he filed a report with the Altoona Police Department claiming nobody is above the law. The Altoona Police Department is conducting an investigation. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next opponent.
Quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early. You know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best, is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
A dark and dreary day today with mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog, and some spotty drizzle. Winds are a bit breezy too, out of the southwest, gusting around 25 miles per hour with high temperatures tapping 40. As we hold steady for most of the day in the upper 30s, we slide below freezing tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Dom Selvia. Coming up Monday, we'll talk gas prices heading into the holidays, and it's not too late to run for local office. We'll tell you how.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shocking news this afternoon of a school shooting in Madison. We are going to continue to bring you live updates here on Civic Media. We will be taking any and all press conferences being held on the Madison school shooting live here on Civic Media, so you can keep it locked here, folks. We've got you covered as best as we all possibly can in this moment of tragedy for our friends, family, and neighbors in Madison and the greater Madison community and across the state of Wisconsin. We have some cuts from the earlier press conference that was held by the Chief of Madison Police, but let me start with some basic information for all of you. Perhaps this, the most important bit of information. If you or a loved one need to reunify with a student from the Abundant Life Christian School, which was the site of a school shooting today just outside of Madison, serving 390 children from kindergarten through 12th grade. That reunification site is the SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of East Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road. Stoughton Road is the reunification site for students and parents. Again, that is the SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of East Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road. That is where you can go to reunify if you are a parent or you are looking for a student. That is where to go. According to Chief of Police from Madison, Chief of Police Barnes, the school has been cleared. There are no students in the school. The school grounds, they are continuing to sweep the grounds and the parking lot with bomb-identifying dogs. And also, according to Chief of Police in Madison, Barnes, there are currently four reported deaths. That there had been some incorrect reporting earlier today that five had died. That number was incorrect when it was reported earlier. There are five confirmed dead, including the shooter. Police did not discharge their weapons. They do not believe that there is any ongoing threat anywhere within the Metropolitan Madison School District. I repeat, there is no ongoing threat to the Metropolitan Madison School District. Seven people were transported to the hospital with injuries ranging from minor to life-threatening. We have no information, and we do not about the identities of the victims or those transported to the hospital. Madison police indicating they will not be releasing names until, of course, families are notified. The school, again, has been cleared. Officers responding today at 10:57 a.m. to a report of an active shooter at Abundant Life Christian School. Again, that school is serving about 390 children from kindergarten through 12th grade. I've heard reports that 9 people were injured, apparently not all requiring transportation to the hospital. Officers, again, did not fire their weapons. The Abundant Life Christian School is part of a 28-acre campus that it shares with an early childhood education center and a church. Governor Evers has been briefed, as has President Joe Biden. Governor Evers released a brief statement indicating he was closely monitoring the situation. His statement read this: "We are praying for the kids, educators, and the entire Abundant Life School community as we await more information, and we are grateful to the first responders who are working quickly to respond." Abundant Life Christian School posted a message Monday afternoon to its Facebook page asking for prayers. Quote, "Today we had an active shooter incident at ALCS. We are in the midst of following up. We will share information as we are able." End quote. Again, President Biden has been briefed. He is aware of the shooting. I am looking to see if I can get the president's statement. Been briefed. His spokesperson said this, quote, "The president has been briefed on the school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. Senior White House officials are in touch with local counterparts in Madison to provide support as needed." This was from Senior Deputy Press Secretary Emily Simons. I do not believe that we will be going to break once the press conference begins. We anticipate that press conference to begin at 2:30, 2:30 local time. That is at the bottom of the hour today. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network bringing you breaking information about the fatal school shooting, which was first reported just before 11 a.m. in Madison, Wisconsin, at the Abundant Life Christian School. Dane County Executive has issued this statement. Melissa Agard, Dane County Executive Melissa Agard, has released a statement as well. "Today, our community is reeling from the heartbreaking and senseless tragedy at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. My heart goes out to the victims, their families, the students, educators, and everyone affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence. Dane County stands united in grief with the Abundant Life Christian School community. We are committed to supporting the school, its students, and their families during this devastating time. We will continue to work closely with law enforcement and other first responders, mental health professionals, and community leaders to provide resources and care for those who need it most. No community should have to endure such a tragedy. My administration will do everything in its power to provide assistance in the face of this devastating loss. To all those grieving, please know that you are not alone. Dane County stands with you, and we are here to support you in any way possible. I've been in communication with the governor's office as well as the mayor of Madison's office, and we will continue to update the public as we know more." Again, we will bring you the next press conference scheduled to begin at the bottom of this hour. If you or anyone you know is having mental health trouble in response to this event, please, you can always contact or dial or text 988. That is a nationwide mental health crisis line. It can help if there are indications that someone may self-harm or harm others. If there is an immediate threat, again, please call 911 if there is an immediate threat. At this time, let's take a very short bit of sound. Cardi, if you can, let's take cut 4. This is Chief of Police Barnes earlier, about an hour and a half ago.
Give me 1 second. know if it's a male or female, but the police department did not fire their weapons.
Are the three fatalities you mentioned, including the suspected shooter?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
So three total.
And then are the seven that was transported, are the three fatalities within that seven or addition to them?
Yes, within that seven.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
you. Was the shooter a student at the school?
We believe the shooter was a student at the school, yes.
What can you tell us about the status of the other transports?
We know that they range from minor injuries to life-threatening. I know that's a huge, you know, spectrum, but that's what we know now. And so we need everyone, again, to send your thoughts and your prayers out to them. One thing I do know is that we have some of the best medical care in the country here in Madison.
Folks, that was Madison Chief of Police Barnes addressing the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Let's also take, if we can, cut three, please.
Where parents, guardians, loved ones, and grandparents wanted to get information about their loved ones, and we wanted to make sure that they were unified immediately. So we were doing more than one thing at one time. We're still going through methodically clearing that school, clearing every vehicle, and making certain that there's no other threats to this community, which we believe there are none. We immediately alerted our mayor's office, and I've been on the phone with her and her office constantly. We also alerted Madison schools. We put the schools on lockdown, but there's no threats to MMSD schools at this time. But we wanted to make sure that we did our due diligence in this particular case. Again, we're still going through collecting evidence, collecting information, making sure that our community is safe from what is a sad day for our community and for our country.
Indeed, a sad day for our entire Wisconsin community, and yet another heartbreaking day for our country. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're bringing you up-to-the-minute reporting on the school shooting that occurred just outside of Madison, Wisconsin, earlier today at the Abundant Life Christian School. I'm now seeing conflicting reports about the number of dead. NBC confirming 2 killed and 6 injured. Earlier reports said 5 people had been killed. Again, I don't want to provide any information that is incorrect. I had heard confirmation that 4 had been 4 people had been killed, including the shooter, who is believed to be a student, a former student at the Abundant Life Christian School. We're going to be carrying the press conference, which is expected at 2:30. It is coming from fire station number 14 at 3201 Dairy Drive. We do have, I believe, reporters on scene there, as well as at the reunification location. If you have friends or loved ones who may be students or staff at the Abundant Life Christian School and you need to meet up with them, that reunification site, again, is the SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of East Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We will continue to bring you breaking coverage on the fatal school shooting occurring this morning at the Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. Please stay tuned. More in just a moment.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family, get the dot, save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We are bringing you live and breaking news coverage of the school shooting that occurred this morning at the Abundant Life Christian School, which serves about 390 children from kindergarten through 12th grade. As I am able, I will get into other news coverage from today, but we are anticipating that the next live press conference from Madison Police Department will be kicking off at 2:30 p.m. We will bring that to you live right here on Civic Media. At this point, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Again, if you feel like you need to reach out to discuss, to express, I will take your calls. Let's keep in mind that people in our communities may have lost loved ones today and we are all reeling from such a horrible and preventable in many ways event this afternoon, just days before students and staff and so many schools were going to celebrate the holidays together. And coming just as we're all so tragically going into the holiday season for something like this to occur so very close to home in our backyards, as it were. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're bringing you breaking live coverage regarding the school shooting, the fatal school shooting earlier today at the Abundant Life Christian School. Again, a reminder, if you are looking to reunify with students or faculty from Abundant Life, the designated reunification site is the SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of East Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road. Again, that is the SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of East Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road. If you would like and feel the need to share or discuss, 855-752-4842. That is 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Again, we'll be bringing you the next news conference, which we expect to start right around the bottom of the hour. Again, if you or someone you know and love is having an acute mental health crisis, please use the resource. There is a national hotline, 988. They can assist you and get you resources close to home, right where you live. Again, that number, it can be texted or called, is 988. If you need to express some things. 855-752-4842. We will be suspending what I would call my usual Monday programming here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I usually have a guest at 2:30. We will not be taking a guest or any guests today. Dom Salvi will not be joining us. We're going to continue to bring you coverage. I will get to other news that has broken over the weekend in the 2 hours. But again, I invite you, especially if you're struggling, if this is hitting close to your heart, as it is so very close to home for all of us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Mark from Prairie du Sac, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I made sure, double check to make sure that I remember the quote right in the context of it. And let's remember that J.D. Vance said a little some time ago, he said, well, he doesn't like to admit it. You know, he doesn't like the fact, but that school shootings are a fact of life. They use that as kind of a qualifier. They didn't really mean that we just have, that this is a fact of life thing. But what's disturbing to me is that we should not accept these school shootings as a fact of life. There's something more to be done about it, whether it be further restrictions on firearms or some way of catching these things before it happens, because hardening our schools, I don't know if that's going to harden our schools, you know, having teachers armed in these schools and all this is going to do any good. I'm just at a loss to know what the actual solution is, but we cannot accept these as a fact of life.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mark. Cardi, I'm not sure if we've got the sound where the police chief expressed this. Maybe it's cut two. But the police chief in the earlier press conference and some of the sound that I was able to listen to in preparation to come on the air with each and every one of you actually addressed that very briefly in response to a reporter's question. And he said, no, there were not metal detectors at the doors of these schools, and that we should not need to have metal detectors at the doors of schools, that schools should be safe, that we should be doing things aside from hardening our school buildings and property and arming teachers. He didn't get into that level of detail. But, Cardi, if we've got it, let's take cut two if we can.
All right. Let's take cut two. Let's go.
Of the seven victims, how many are students? How many are teachers?
We're not going to give. I'm not going to give any information about who the student, who the victims are, whether they're student, staff, or parents, because we need to make sure that we can notify people. I think that's the most important thing before we go.
But police, police didn't. They never fired their weapons. She took her own life, correct?
Let's follow that one question.
I don't know if it's a male or a female, but the police department did not fire their weapons. Thank you.
Again, that was Police Chief Madison, Police Chief Barnes addressing the school shooting at a press conference about an hour and a half ago, relating to the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. You heard some numbers there, seven transported to the hospital. I'm certain that we're going to get updates on all of those things. When the press conference scheduled to begin at 2:30 starts, you're not going to want to go anywhere. We're going to cover that. We're going to take it live. Until then, if you would like to discuss, express yourself, 855-752-4842. It goes without saying, but I will say it anyways. Everyone here at Civic Media, myself included, expresses our devastation and our support and care and concern for all of the families that will be touched by this tragic event at the Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison, Wisconsin, serving just under 400 children from kindergarten through 12th grade. We're going to take a brief break. If and when that press conference begins, we will cut to it immediately. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, we are interrupting our regular programming to be ready to bring you the breaking news about the fatal school shooting today at Abundant Life, a Christian school. We anticipate that a press conference will be begin momentarily. You do not need to turn the channel or go anywhere. We're going to bring that live as soon as that press conference begins. We will continue to bring you all live press conferences and updates as soon as they begin, as we move forward in our coverage. Until that press conference begins, I do want to open my heart to each and every one of you and to our entire listening audience. If you need to express something, you want to share some of your feelings, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, Anne from Chippewa Falls. Hi, Anne, are you there from Chippewa Falls? You're on the show.
Yes, I am here, and I'm a former teacher, and this is one of the reasons I don't even want to sub, is all this gun violence that's been happening in our state and around the world. And your last caller saying that J.D. Vance said, you know, shooting is a fact of life. Well, guess what? That's what Fox News in their report also said, shooting is a fact of life. This is not a fact of life. We need gun control, guys. And how many children do we have to shoot in this country before something's done about this? I'm heartbroken every time I hear about this. And I
thank you, Anne. We are heartbroken as well. We will take more of your calls and thoughts. The press conference we're seeing is about to begin momentarily. I apologize to you, Anne, for cutting you off. I also have received a statement from Metropolitan Madison School District Superintendent. I will get to that as soon as the press conference concludes. And as we, again, get ready to take that press conference, I'll just say this. The idea that we would accept the death of our children as just a cost of doing business in schools today is an abhorrent falsehood. It is a lie. We do not have to accept this as reality, nor should we. These are the folks that you're going to hear at the press conference: Police Chief Sean Barnes, Fire Chief Chris Carbon, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and County Executive Melissa Agard will all be speaking at this press conference. We believe that the press conference will be getting any second now. Again, we're going to carry that press conference in its entirety without interruption. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got you covered all afternoon with all breaking news and updates, as well as your expressions of concern and frustration and anger about the Abundant Life Christian school fatal shooting that occurred earlier this morning. First calls to the police at just before 11 a.m. They responded at 11:57 a.m. to that active shooter. We know the shooter is dead. Police Chief Barnes confirming earlier this morning that officers did not fire their weapons. Again, at the press conference, you are going to hear from Police Chief Sean Barnes, Madison Fire Chief Chris Carbon, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Dane County Executive Melissa Agard. They all will be speaking at the presser. I am also just getting some reporting from the reporter pool at the White House that a presidential motorcade returned to the White House at 1:28 p.m. today. And again, the president has been briefed on the school shooting. They released a statement indicating that the president has been briefed and that senior White House officials are in touch with their local counterparts in Madison to provide support as needed. We are going to go to the press conference as soon as they begin. It appears that that is about to happen momentarily. You're not going to want to go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. All of my regular programming and guests that I would have on Monday afternoons will be preempted today. This is the most important thing that is happening right here in our home state. Of course, Civic Media makes a commitment to each and every one of you to bring you real news, including breaking news, and to help facilitate great conversations. We will provide time for each and every one of you to weigh in, to share your thoughts. We're going to ask that we keep them respectful this afternoon. Again, if you're going to want to do that, we'll take those after the press conference. That number is 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. As the press conference has not yet begun, let me take a bit and share a bit of the statement that was issued by Metropolitan Madison School District Superintendent Joe Gothard just a bit ago. Our hearts are heavy with profound sorrow as we stand in solidarity with our friends and neighbors at Abundant Life Christian School during this extraordinarily difficult time. We are saddened by the lives lost, injuries sustained, and the emotional and physical trauma experienced during today's incident. We extend our deepest and most heartfelt sympathies to the school, students, families, and staff. This unimaginable tragedy impacts not just one school, but all of us in the greater Madison community. No one should face these complex emotions in isolation. As a community bound by mutual respect and compassion, we urge everyone to continue looking out for one another, to offer kindness, and to keep the Abundant Life Christian School community in your thoughts. Today, this situation caused 9 of our schools to be placed into secure lockdown, which is part of our safety protocols. During this time, no one was allowed to enter or leave buildings. The last secure lockdown was lifted at 1:15 p.m. local time. Tomorrow, Metropolitan Madison School District will continue classes as scheduled. If you are a parent and you have students enrolled in MMSD, classes will continue tomorrow as scheduled. Please know, the superintendent's statement continues, please know that the safety and well-being of our students, teachers, and staff remain our absolute highest priority. We are dedicated to creating a supportive, nurturing environment where everyone feels secure. Here we're going to go live to the press conference.
My name is Chief Sean Barnes, S-H-O-N-B-A-R-N-E-S. I'm currently the Chief of Police for the Madison Police Department. I'll be providing a brief update of the school shooting that we had today in Madison. There is some information that we're not going to release because it's still an ever-evolving situation. You'll hear from some of our representatives from our city and from our county. And behind me are a lot of people who came together today to make sure that the day ended well and that everyone else was safe. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and start my remarks. Today truly is a sad day for Madison and for our country. It is a day that I believe will live in our collective minds for a very, very long time. Here are the details. Today at 10:57 a.m., our team was called to the Abundant Life Christian School in reference to an active shooter. We know that 3 people are dead, including the suspect shooter. We know that the suspect shooter was a teenage student who attended the school. At this time, we're not releasing the age or gender of the student or any other identifying remarks about the student. 2 other people have died. That died were a teacher and a teenage student. 6 other people were injured. 2 students are now in critical condition in the hospital, and these injuries are considered life-threatening injuries. 4 students are also at other area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. But these are just the physical injuries that we know about. We know that this was the middle of the day of a school day, and so there will be other injuries that we'll have to face for a very, very long time. And we're going to do everything we can as a community to heal those injuries as well. Many of you have asked me about the why of this. Why did this happen? What do we know? What was the motivation? I do not know. But I will tell you this. Our detectives are working hard in the investigative process to find out as many answers as we can so that we can further prevent these things from happening, not only in this community, but in other communities around our country. I think we can all agree that enough is enough, and we have to come together to do everything we can to support our students, to prevent press conferences like these from happening again and again and again. The school building itself is clear. We have cleared the school. There's no other threats or danger to the community. We're in the process now of what we call reunification. And what that simply means is making sure that every student that was in the school is present and accounted for and returned to their loved ones. This usually takes a while, but we have practiced, unfortunately, and practiced and practiced, and that's why we're able to reunify students with their parents within hours of a school shooting. The reunification is taking place at the Dean Clinic on Stoughton Road, and I certainly thank them for their help. Again, we need our public to find an alternate route. If that is your normal way home as we get closer to the end of the day, please be patient or find another route home. We are currently processing the scene. We are interviewing those who may have been witnesses, and we are obtaining search warrants to get additional information. And lastly, I want to just say thank you to everyone who's standing behind me, the organizations and agencies that they represent, the men and women of the Madison Police Department and Dane County Sheriff's Office, who selflessly ran into a building not knowing what they were going to encounter. Many of you know this about me, but I started my professional career, if you will, as a public school teacher back in 1997. And I taught public school for 4 years. It was one of the greatest joys of my life before becoming a police officer. And I can tell you what a special place our schools are. With that being said, we owe it to our community to do everything possible to ensure that it's not only a special place, but a safe place as well. And we're going to continue to do that. So we ask for your patience as information is coming in. We will do the best that we can to bring you accurate and timely information. But we want to make sure that our public knows that we're working extremely hard on this particular incident. There are a lot of people involved, and certainly we're going to come together as a community. I'd like to bring up at this time Police Fire Chief Chris Carver.
Thank you, Chief Barnes. Before I start, the only thing I can say is this is not a place that any fire chief or any one of us would ever want to be, and I can't believe I'm standing here today talking about this incident. The fire department is a part of this community, much like all the folks standing up here with me today. Our hearts are with and our arms are around everybody impacted today and everybody within our community. With that, I won't repeat the details shared by Chief Barnes, but I will share with you the fire department activity for today. Much like Chief Barnes mentioned, at 10:57, we were also dispatched with Engine 5 and Medic 5 to the same location. Throughout the course of the incident, we responded with 5 engine companies, 4 ladder companies, 15 ambulances. I would like to take a moment and share our gratitude for our county partners throughout a multitude of EMS and fire agencies that joined us in the response today. We also had 11 off-duty chief officers that came in on this response. It was a tremendous response from the fire department. We transported 4 patients to St. Mary's. We transported 3 patients to the University of Wisconsin hospitals. On the arrival of our crews, I can say my gratitude to our membership for what they did and their selfless actions today. It's hard for me to place into words what they ran into as well. They did that immediately. They did that selflessly. And within a course of 15 minutes, from the first transport to the last transport, all the patients were on their way to the hospital. So to our membership within the Madison Fire Department and within all the emergency services, my gratitude, my recognition of the work that goes into this, the training that went into this, that again, we had hoped we would never have to put into practice. One more time on behalf of the Madison Fire Department, our hearts are with you, our arms are around you, and we will be with you throughout the duration of this. So at this point, I'll step aside, turn it over to the mayor.
Thank you, Chiefs, both of you. This is an incredibly sad day for our community. As you've heard, there is no danger to the community at this time, but our entire community has been impacted by this tragic incident. On behalf of the Common Council and the City of Madison staff, I want to offer our heartfelt condolences to the victims and families and to the whole Abundant Life community. Our focus now is on supporting them and supporting the victims and their families. And we will continue to do that through the coming days and weeks. I also want to thank our first responders, the police, fire, the medical staff, for their quick action and their life-saving efforts. As you've heard already, this is a whole of government response. It is not just police and fire. It is not just City of Madison. We have folks from all around the county. We have folks from multiple agencies engaged in both the initial immediate response and the ongoing support, and will be engaged for days and weeks to come. I also want to thank the White House and the governor and others in the federal government and state government for reaching out to offer their support and help. We will be drawing on resources as needed going forward. But the most important thing right now is to make sure that we are centering the victims and their families, and that we are doing whatever we can to support them and to help them heal, and to lift our entire community up through this difficult incident. I am on record that I think we need to do better in our country and our community to prevent gun violence. And I hoped that this day would never come in Madison. It is not something that any mayor, any fire chief, any police chief, any person in public office ever wants to have to deal with. And so I will ask our entire community and our entire country to do whatever we can to make sure that no public official ever has to stand in this position again. And now I'll invite the county executive to the podium.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, our community is reeling from the heartbreaking and senseless tragedies at Abundant Life Christian
Folks,
School.
You're
in
hearing the voice
as a mom
of
who received
Dane
text
County
from her
executive
son at a high school here in the city of Madison.
Melissa Eggard, we're going to take a break briefly. We'll come back if the press conference is still continuing, which I expect it will be, particularly taking comments and questions from the press corps gathered there. We will return to that press conference just as soon as we can. You have heard from to date at the top of the press conference, that was Police Chief Barnes, then Fire Chief Chris Carbon, then Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. Currently speaking is Dane County Executive Melissa Eggard. We are going to come back after a brief break, and we will continue Civic Media Radio Network's special coverage of the fatal shooting that happened earlier today at the Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison. We have confirmed 3 people dead, including the shooter. Stay tuned.
The Tap.
Life is full of difficult decisions. Planning ahead doesn't have to be one of them. At the Cremation Society of Wisconsin, they believe pre-planning is a gift of love. easing the stress and uncertainty the family may face during a challenging time. By sharing your wishes now, it gives them the peace of mind they deserve. Cremation Society of Wisconsin is proud to serve the community as Wisconsin's premier cremation provider. Visit cremationsociety-wi.com today. Cremation Society of Wisconsin, here when it matters most.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
And the most impacted violence. But folks, reach out. Ask for help.
Ain't no way to explain or say how painful the hangover was today. In front of the toilet.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to go back to the live press conference occurring as we speak. Let's go back to the live press conference if we can. This is regarding the school shooting that killed three, including the shooter today at Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison.
We've done with the investigation. Any information that we uncover that will not compromise
Madison Police
the safety
Chief Barnes
of anyone involved or compromise the confidentiality of any of these children that are involved will tell you. I just ask for your patience.
All right, over there. Sorry. Go right ahead.
Chief, what kind of gun was used today?
We know it was a handgun. We know a handgun was recovered.
All right, sit down right there.
Was the shooting confined to one classroom or did it spread out?
We know it was confined to one space. I do not know if it was a classroom or a hallway. One of the things that we've gotten very good at, certainly different from in my day, is that if you do not need to be in a crime scene, you do not need to go to a crime scene. And so the crime scene and those persons who were involved, they have that crime scene locked down. I did not go or enter into that crime scene. But if you can imagine, most schools, the students go together, but they are segregated. So on each different floor, in each different group. And so there's no evidence that anyone else was injured that was not in the age group.
Danielle? What can you say at this time about how school staff responded?
What can you say about how the school
responded? I cannot
speak
to how the school staff responded. We did have injuries, but it could have always, of course, had additional injuries. I do not know what the school's protocols are. Again, this is a private Christian school. I know that we have a very good rapport with MMSD, Madison Metropolitan Schools, public schools. So we have done trainings for them before, but I would assume that most of the teachers have the same or some similar type of training as a part of their certification.
There's conflicting reports online about how many students are enrolled at the school. Can you confirm?
Conflicting reports on total number of enrollments.
I do not know how many students attend the school, but their website says that they serve about 200 families.
Right in the back, White.
What kind of support systems are going to be made available to people who are affected by the incident?
That's a good question. As you heard from our mayor and our county exec,
couldn't hear that.
We have services within our government that will be made available to them. I have a lot of confidence that they're going to follow through on that, and we'll make sure that that persons who need to. Do you guys want to speak to that?
So, Dane County Human Services, as well as the Red Cross and other consolidated agencies, are already on scene. And we will continue to be on scene, and those resources will be bolstered again. Please reach out. You are not alone. We are going to navigate this together. And there are people who are affected by this trauma who are not in the reunification center or at the school. We need folks
that
to be reaching out because we do
Dane
have resources.
Dane County Executive Melissa Agard.
Did you know if Abundant Christian Life School, did they have a school resource officer employed?
Is there a school
it's
resource
It's not my knowledge
officer.
That they had a school resource officer.
Chief Barnes
that if they
responding.
Did, it would be a police officer. And I know where they all are, and they're not in the schools right now.
15 in the back there.
So in terms of witnesses that you mentioned about investigation, you know, what is that looking like? How many
sure.
witnesses are you guys speaking
They're
with?
Asking
sure. So the detectives will talk to anyone who may have seen this particular event unfold, anyone that may have been unfortunate to hear something. They will be talking to them. It's my understanding that that's in process now and everyone is cooperating fully. That will give us an idea of not only what unfolded, but it could answer the question to motivation, because again, the students who unfortunately had to witness this. But that's not something that we want to rush. We're not going to interrogate students. We're going to give them an opportunity to come in and speak to what they may have saw when they feel ready, which is why some of these questions can't be answered right now.
All right, Spectrum, how do you reassure the community that it's still okay to go back to school? I mean, everybody's got.
How do you reassure the community that it's okay to go back to school is being asked?
Everybody that's got a kid anywhere, right? This in the county, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, I think you're asking me how can I say 100% that no child will ever be harmed in school? I can't. No police chief can. But all I can tell you is that we have systems in place so that if something happens, we can respond like we did today. I can tell you that our mayor and our county exec has committed resources to not only public health, but also mental health. I can tell you that every teacher that I've ever had contact with at MMSD cares deeply about their students. Every staff member, I talk to staff members all the time who tell me things that are going on in the schools and want to do whatever they can, even if it's under anonymity, to let me know that they want to have a safe school. So my reassurance to the public is that if you see something, say something. If you know someone who may be going through a difficult time, please reach out to someone. And I think what I can do is make sure that our police department is transparent and open and honest and inviting for people to call and give information. I think MMSD does an excellent job of that. And the same thing can be said for any other private school. If you want to give information or you need someone to talk to, I can promise you we'll have someone there to get that information.
All right, then.
Chief, understanding that this is a private school you may not be as familiar with, what can you tell us about some of the physical measures that are in place at this school, whether it's metal detectors, secure entryway?
Reporters asking about physical
security. Yeah, that's a good question. I've never been in this school.
Life Christian School. We are going to take a short break. We're going to replay for you the comments of Dane County Executive Melissa Agard as soon as the conference concludes. If Police Chief Barnes is still speaking when we return, we will go back to that live press conference regarding the fatal shooting today of Abundant Life Christian School. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Please stay tuned.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Earl Ingram.
Is marijuana legalization a mistake? Elton John thinks so. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more on the next Earl Ingram Show.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on Capitol Hill meeting with Republican senators. He's President-elect Trump's pick to run Health and Human Services. CBS's Nicole Killian.
He is under scrutiny for his position on vaccines, suggesting disproven theories that they cause autism. His personal attorney has also petitioned in the past for the polio vaccine to be revoked.
In a statement, ousted Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad says he didn't plan to leave his country, and those running it now are terrorists. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg and Moscow.
These are the first comments purportedly from Mr. Assad since those dramatic events that forced him to flee Syria.
CBS's Anna Schechter on the push to get the man charged in the CEO murder from Pennsylvania to New York.
If there is a waiving of the extradition, this could move very quickly, and you could see him back in New York the following day. I would say as soon as Wednesday. That is a possibility.
The CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.